She's going to be a little different this morning, but that's okay, isn't it? Yeah. I don't think Jesus thought that as he was walking through his ministry time that every day would be the same, every service would be the same. I think Jesus was ready to encounter things differently. So this morning we're just going to do something slightly different because this is a good day to be part of Towering Baptist Church. This is a milestone day. And it's not because my wife's back from Dubai, but praise God for the Hodges family. She's back. Dad can breathe a sigh of relief. And the children can go to school dressed appropriately. And there's a hooray from Molly. But today is a milestone day for the church. It's an opportunity for the elders to share a vision for the church. It's not anything, it's not radical, it's not a change in, massive change in direction. As we gathered earlier this week and shared in some detail, not in a great amount of detail with the church members, we came away from that meeting and we sat down and we identified it as a refresh, a reset, an opportunity for us to have focus on this church where we're thriving, where we're seeing lives transformed by Jesus. Today, in this small talk, this isn't the sermon, you'll be thankful to hear. This small time of sharing is to share what we have right now. It's exciting. I don't have a huge amount of detail. I know some folks will be wanting that. But, you know, we're in this race together. And part of that detail will come from being in this race together. Fortunately, Krona, my wife, is very much about the detail. And she rolls her eyes when I come up with half-said sentences. Or she leaves me to do the washing up, folks. Yes, there's a shake of the head. Because she knows that actually sometimes the detail of my washing up leaves a lot to be desired. So, folks, we're in this race together. We're in this journey together. We're taking this focus, and we're going to be moving forward together. And so, I'm not in your communities. I'm not in those connected places that you are. But one thing that us as elders are wanting to do is to listen to you guys. Listen to what you're hearing from those communities and those people that you're connected with. Because ultimately, all of us want to see lives transformed by Jesus. Thanks. We do want to see lives transformed by Jesus. So the vision is, if we could have that up on the screen. So we've got a picture and we have some words. And now I have my children holding onto my legs. So now that means I can't move. But that's okay. So we have a picture of a heart of people coming in and coming out from the cross. And we have these words. Connecting our communities to Christ by God's love. I think that sums it up. For what we're already doing, and we're doing it really well. But for us, this is an opportunity for us to realise and understand who our communities and how we can connect with them. I've got notes here, folks, but I'm scanning them, so you'll just have to bear with me. Because the reality is what we've got up there is something that I believe we can all grasp hold of. It's a fantastic visual of what We all want to express to our communities God's love. As an eldership, to get us to this place, we identified some key areas of the church which are really thriving at the moment. Key areas of the church that we're connected with. And they're encompassed by these five things. The family or families. You'll have to bear with me with regards to this next one. I Googled it and I came up with, the only thing that Google came up with was older people. But we've got Silver Surfers, we've got our older generation, we've got our seniors.
Recycled teenagers,
there you are, John. Thank you. Recycled teenagers. We've got a thriving children's, we're connecting with children through toddlers, through events and outreach, and this great children's work that we have here. We have amazing opportunities to connect with our young people of our communities. And we have this fantastic building, which God has blessed us with. And if you're a new visitor here, we love to show off what's going on through the double doors. Because for us, that is a real opportunity for us to get out there and reach out. And not, I think what this picture shows is, it's people not just coming in, not just going out, but people coming in. And that is very much a part of the essence of this building. We have people coming in who would not normally come into church to use this building for choir practices, for voting. Who'd have believed that this church, when we started building all these years ago, that this church would be used as a voting place? But that's where we see, and that's what we're doing already. So having these words, having these five key areas, it's nothing radical. It's not changing theology. It's not changing the purpose of our church. It's not changing our beliefs. It's very much just allowing us something to focus on. Something for us to work towards, and something for us to really pray into. It also allows us as a church and as a group of people to listen to our communities, to listen to what and how we can connect with them even more. And some of those things might need a bit of pruning before we do it. John 15 is a great scripture where Jesus talks about that being that true vine and his Father being the gardener. Cutting off branches that don't bear fruit, but pruning branches that are already bearing fruit but can be even more fruitful. And that, I think, is something that as a church we will endeavour to do, is to make sure that everything we do is sustainable, so it's not just a flash in the pan. One thing we don't want to do is just be, oh, we'll do this, oh, it didn't work very well, okay, let's move on. It's more about, let's think and let's listen very clearly to the Holy Spirit. Let's listen to our communities. Let's listen to us, so that we can be a sustainable, life-changing force through the love of Jesus, God's love in our communities. And we want to be thriving, and we are thriving. And we've got to this point of being a thriving, boundaryless community or a family of church. I love the fact that we have got, I'm not sure who is the youngest, probably little Owen. Owen there. How old is he now? It is Owen, isn't it? It would be very embarrassed if I'd got the name. 5 months. through to 87. Isn't that amazing? And every age in between that. And I think that's, again, that's a real sense of who our communities are and how we're connecting with them. So, like I say, this isn't a time of change. We're not going to be knocking this building down and rebuilding it into a 4,000-seater praise community, praise centre. Although I quite like the idea of that. No, I'm joking. But this is an opportunity for us to have focus, to be refreshed, and to build upon what we are doing so well at this moment in time. How will that look like? Well, like I say, I don't have a huge amount of detail. I believe that by running this race together, that detail will come out. But what I do have is some examples. For example, we have some great Easter events coming up where we're going to be touching those five elements of the community through the use of our building, by connecting with families, by having a presence on the Tallyslyn Railway, by having an amazing Easter children's event. We're going to do more meals together, because I find that if you look at Acts, that early church where they ate and broke bread together, amazing things happened. We're going to look at discipling each other, training, studying, getting deeper into an understanding of what God's love really means to each one of us as individuals and us as a corporate body of church. Radically, we might experiment with Sunday services. Sometimes they might be different. We've already tried that last year for Harvest, where we did some bulb planting, and then we saw the fruits last week. Home groups. I know people are keen to find out what does that really mean. For me, I've got an idea, and it's it's where we connect outside of this normal Sunday morning service. It's a smaller group environment where people feel safe to study the word together and to say, I don't really get that. Can you help? Or what does that really mean? What did James mean when he didn't finish that sentence, Krona? What we have been given, through the power of the Holy Spirit talking to us, blessing us as a church, is something to focus on as we go forward into 2017. Yeah, it's going to require a little bit of more pruning by the Holy Spirit. But I don't know about you folks, but I'm up for that. Even this week, God has been lopping off branches, making life a little bit uncomfortable, but reminding me that he loves me. We plan, and I use the word plan very loosely, but we plan to deliver some amazing opportunities for connecting our communities to Christ by using and displaying and demonstrating God's love. This vision for our family church is nothing new. Like I say, it's a refresh. Look around. We're already doing a great job by connecting through age, demographic, and even geography. And I welcome our visitors yet again who come from miles around on holiday and bless us when they come and visit us. I just want to leave you with this scripture that I used a couple of weeks ago, Psalm 133. And it talks about unity. I know that where unity is, that's where God is. So, Psalm 133, how wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head, that ran down on his beard and down his beard and onto the border of his robe. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion. And there the Lord has pronounced his blessing, even life everlasting. Amen. We know that as a family united, God's family united, behind this vision, listening to each other, coming up with ideas of how we can connect even more with those five key areas of our communities and expand on those. See us as this amazing, mighty oak tree reaching out into our communities, connecting with them, being a place where they can come and rest. We know, united in that, city walls will be rebuilt, and just as that early church experienced, thousands of lives are transformed and God commands the blessing. We're just going to, you've heard this, it doesn't end here, folks. I've not shared this with my other elders, so they're suddenly like, oh. But I really feel that we're going to take time now to pray about it, which will be great. And as Phil, one of our elder statesmen of this church, who I believe brings prophetic words to us as a church, urged us to pray boldly last week. God wants to hear our voices. He loves to hear us. He loves to ask us, us to ask him. Jeremiah 33:3 talks about, call upon me and I will answer you. I love that because that's God's, I use that as God's telephone number. 333, not 999, 333. Call upon me and I will answer you. So if you're a little bit uncertain about what's been shared this morning, call upon him this morning. Say, God, I don't really get it, but I understand that my community is this. God, I don't understand. Or I understand it. I thank God for you for this. And I propose that we also have, and a date to be confirmed, but an opportunity is to have an informal time together as a church, everybody connected to this church, in April. Date to be advised. Like I say, I'm not a great man on the detail, but that will happen, where we can come together as you've taken time to start to listen, because I believe that God wants us to have real listening ears now into our communities and come back onto that evening and say, actually, James, actually, Myra, actually, Pete, actually, so-and-so, so-and-so. How about this? Have you thought about this? How can we do this? What can we do? Okay? Because, like I say, you are connecting with your communities. Okay? Is that it? I think I went through this with Krona this morning. I was like... So, I'm going to open up. I'm going to start us off. We're going to have some prayer time, folks. Josh, where is he? Where is Josh? If we can just play some music behind to create a nothing loud, but just some, fill that space. And I really would encourage you, like Phil did last week, please pray. Pray for what you've heard. God wants to answer. So, we thank you, God, that you are on the move in this place of Tawim. We thank you, Father, for giving us these words, this picture, this vision to connect with, to focus on, and to see lives transformed through the power of Jesus. We thank you, God, that as we process this information, as we take on board this picture, these words, You will provide us with listening ears. You will give us a heart that is allowing us to connect and wanting to connect. So I pray now that as voices are raised and words are spoken out, this vision will birth new ways, greater opportunities for our communities, for us as a church and as individuals to connect with our communities to Christ by God's love. Amen.